Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
You've built a great podcast. The content's solid. The audience is growing. But the money? Still not where it should be. That's where the Odyssey Creator Lab comes in. We host your podcast for free so you can keep doing your thing while our experienced sales team does their thing, finding advertisers and bringing in revenue. No fees, no stress, just real monetization. Apply now at creators.odyssey.com and let us show you the money.
My new podcast, Crimes Of, explores the forces behind some of the most unforgettable crimes in history. Listen to and follow Crimes Of, available now wherever you get your podcasts.
Walking back into the studio here at WEEI Afternoons, and what do I see on my ESPN TV screen? Are the Patriots the best team in the NFL? Michael Wilbon is arguing it right now. So it's not a local Homer angle. That's national ESPN Sports, Fool's Gold, home of Cam Newton. Pardon the interruption. Are the Patriots the best team in the NFL? So damn. Oh,
we are so back.
We are back. We are moving on up. Wheezy. Good Lord. Okay, speaking of moving on up, Andy has got a winning streak in the pick six, so it's time now for the pick six review.
A pick six.
He's picked. Touchdown on a pick six. Jones with the pick six.
And he flips the game.
Let's go!
First time since, I don't know, September that Andy was excited to tee up this segment.
True.
But it's for good reason, because he's won. How many games have you won in a row?
Three,
nope,
technically.
That's not how this works. How many games have you won in a row?
Three, technically. I use the example with you. Fitzy, tell me if this is an example. So what we're talking about here, starting last week, we gave Ted veto power. I made a pick. Right. He vetoed it. I had to make a second pick. I actually won both games. I picked the Browns against the Raiders.
I remember.
I picked the 49ers, the Panthers. Raiders, I won both games. So my comparison here is, while the standings will only show that I've won 2 weeks in a row, I'm like the quarterback on the 10-yard line who throws a beautiful fade for a touchdown pass, but the receiver pushed off, offensive pass interference, touchdown is taken off the board, and then two plays later, he throws another beautiful fade for another touchdown. He threw both passes. They actually happened.
But what
does
the
he get credit
reflect?
For both?
Yeah, what do the stats reflect?
And I don't get credit for the stats, but people should know I'm on a heater. I've won three in a row. I've won three in a row picks. I can't be beaten right now.
Okay. Oh, yeah? Okay. All right. A pick six recap. I'm not going to try to litigate with you. I'm too tired even just from listening to that, and I can only imagine how Fitzy feels. First one, Stiz.
We're here in Nashville. Lawrence from the gun, protected, throws towards the end zone, wide open, Strange, touchdown.
It was not a Strange touchdown. It was a touchdown by Strange. And I will say, Andy, that you won, and it was convincing. 25-3, the Jags over the Titans for a win for you. The Jaguars moved to 8-4. They are now the third seed in the AFC after week 13, after hopping the Colts based on best win percentage in common games. How about Jacoby Myers? Zero drops, an 85.7% catch percentage, 61.3 yards per game for the Jaguars, and has led his team in yards in three of the four games. Andy Hart, Jacoby Myers, and the Jaguars giving you a victory this week.
First of all, if things weren't going so well for the Patriots, we would snarkily say, how come the Patriots can't go get players like that at the trade deadline? But, well, things are going really well, so we don't have to bitch about anything right now. Secondarily, the Jags are sneaky good, and the Colts are not going to make the playoffs. That is my definitive statement on that division.
Wow.
I actually put my...
No, I'm in on that.
Little, very little money where my mouth is, and put $2 down on, I believe it was +235 for the Colts to miss the playoffs. I got a little juice there, and I need it because I've been in a losing streak.
Wow. Yeah, this show is to blame. Fitzy, you're on board
UNH
with that?
Is to blame.
Oh, I am 100% on board with the Jags and the Texans making the playoffs and the Colts missing out. Two teams from the East, one team from the North, two in the South, and two out West.
Speaking of UNH is to blame, we'll get to that in a couple picks time. But in the meantime, next one's this.
Here's Vidal on third down, and he turns it upfield for a first down. Still going! Kamani Vidal down the sideline, and he has a touchdown! A 59-yard score!
Kamani Vidal, the next running back up. The Chargers to 8-4. They are the top wild card team, one of three teams with the same record. They hold the tiebreaker over both Indianapolis and Buffalo. Justin Herbert did break his left hand in this one. It will reportedly require surgery, but he is not expected to miss any time. For Nick Fitzy-Stevens and his 8.5 number against the Raiders, that is a win, 31-14. And Fitzy, the Chargers win again.
Yes, they do. And I read earlier today that Herbert had surgery. He is considered day-to-day, has not been ruled out for even this coming Sunday's game as well. Chargers are looking to be the other team in the West. They're looking to be the wild card if the Broncos indeed take the AFC West. They're not going to ever be as strong as they were at the beginning of the season when they had Slater and Ault. That said, a Jim Harbaugh team with a good running game in the playoffs, always dangerous.
Tell you what, Eagles, Chiefs, Cowboys, Texans, Broncos on the schedule to end their season, Andy Hart.
That's problematic. Although I will say I'm looking forward to, because we saw this a couple years ago, was it even last year maybe, when Josh Allen had a broken non-throwing hand. I'm looking forward to the Justin Herbert, how he does handoffs when he can't use his left hand, the backward handoff and the various things he'll do to get past that injury. But they're an interesting team that I don't think you'll have to worry about in the postseason.
Okay, there you go. As in they won't make it, or you won't have to worry if they make it?
I don't think they're going to make it.
Oh.
No, I think Fitzy's, like the banged up offensive line, banged up quarterback. Like, yep. There's just Hampton has been out. Like the whole thing, like, I don't know. I just think too many things going against him.
So let me play this game real quick. So Chargers and Colts are out. Those are two of your three wild card teams. Buffalo, who and who are your wild cards?
Buffalo, the one of the two teams in the South, as Fitzy said. I think Houston and Jacksonville are both going to make it.
Okay.
And probably the Bengals? Nah, maybe the Bengals?
So
can the Bengals make it as a wild card? Somebody do the math.
No, they're already 4-8. No.
Houston at 7-5. Pittsburgh at 6-6. Kansas City 6-6. Miami 5-7. And Cincinnati is 4-8. The only teams that have technically been eliminated are the Raiders and the Titans in the AFC.
Yeah.
So they're still technically, I guess, quote unquote, in the hunt.
I mean, the right answer is I have no idea. There's a lot of football left to be played here. These 4 to 5 weeks, the NFL, Roger Goodell, they're going to be loving this. There are going to be so many games that matter. Fitzy, I look forward to you explaining to me what things mean, because I struggle with the permutations of, like, if this team beats this team, then this could happen. But if this team actually beats this team, and we're going to be doing a crap ton of that over the final couple weeks of the season.
I look forward to cornackifying all of it as best I can for you.
And congratulations, because Kansas City is making it. That's they're the 7 seed. Just letting everybody know now.
Yeah, I'm sure they're going to win all those one-score games.
Just letting everybody know that with Rashee Rice back and healthy, and Kareem Hunt carrying the ball decently well, and everybody else sucks, and that's my rationale. Next one.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
You've built a great podcast. The content's solid. The audience is growing. But the money, still not where it should be. That's where the Odyssey Creator Lab comes in. We host your podcast for free, so you can keep doing your thing while our experienced sales team does their thing, finding advertisers and bringing in revenue. No fees, no stress, just real monetization. Apply now at creators.odyssey.com and let us show you the money.
Hey there, we're Corinne Vienne and Sabrina Deanna Roga, here to introduce our newest podcast, Crimes Of, a Crime House original.
Crimes Of is a weekly series that explores a new theme each season, from crimes of the paranormal, unsolved murders, and more. Our first season is Crimes Of Infamy, the true crime stories behind Hollywood's most iconic horror villains.
Listen to and follow Crimes Of, available now wherever you get your podcasts.
There's the snap. The kick is on the way. It's a line drive towards the uprights. It is good! Nick Folk puts it through.
Nick who?
No time on the clock. Oh. A 56-yard game-winning field goal. And the Jets mob the Folk hero at midfield. They've won it 27-24.
That's F-O-L-K Folk.
Not what I heard.
Bob was choosing.
Folk hero. Andy, just think big kick Nick.
Yeah. And what do big kickers do with their big kicks? They folk.
Okay. 12 years ago, Nick Folk, F-O-L-K, kicked a 43-yard field goal on the final play of the game against the Falcons Sunday at 41 years old. He did the same thing against Atlanta. Bijan Robinson tied for third in the NFL with the most games of 100-plus rushing yards. Drake London tied for second in the NFL with most games with 100 or more receiving yards, yet the Falcons are just 4-8, 27-24. The Jets beat the Falcons, and Ted Johnson is a loser this week and falling
He's
not
a
just
loser,
10-2,
baby.
But 10-3.
Wow.
He takes the L.
10-3. He's going to say 10-3 all week. I don't think he will.
Doesn't have quite the same ring to it, does it?
No, it doesn't. You know what also? The Falcons, they should not have hired Bill Belichick, so there's no victory lap there.
Yeah.
But I'm not sure what they're doing and where they're going is like representative of their talent. Like, they're kind of scuffling, and I don't know if that's Zach Robinson. When we played them, there was a lot of Zach Robinson criticisms kind of coming out of Atlanta. I don't know if that's Raheem Morris, the
it's
duo.
Their coach. He doesn't belong as a head coach in the NFL. Sorry. It just doesn't.
Well, everybody loves him, though. He was with the Rams. He was the nicest guy in the building.
That's great.
Knows every. He builds relationships with players.
Yeah.
And builds relationships with the people that give him his papers and his severance agreement.
good to build relationships when you're a position coach, even when you're a coordinator. Can't only be about that as a head coach.
Yeah, you got to win.
That's right. That's right. As Mike Vrabel has proven. Okay, on to the next one. And UNH is right in the mix for this one.
Uh-oh.
He rolls. He's pressured. He's in trouble. Heaves it up. Oh, no. Ernest Jones. House call. He will take it all the way. A game-changing play from Ernest Jones. 84 yards and no flags.
Poor Max Brosmer. Here's my favorite stat of the season. Vikings QBR in Week 12 with J.J. McCarthy, 34.2. Vikings QBR in Week 13 with Max Brosmer, 32.8. QBR if you spike the ball every single play, 39.6.
Bully.
And Justin Jefferson finished the day with 2 receptions for 4 yards. That's 26-0. A win for the Seahawks and a win for Dan Ball back behind the glass. And I did not sweat that one for 1 second.
No, you shouldn't have. Even though the funny thing is, the Seahawks didn't play well. The Seahawks were not very good.
No, that's true.
Jackson Smith and Jigba did nothing.
I think he cost me a couple fantasy games by having like a friggin' catch for like 10 yards going up against, what was the name of the Nathan Peterman? The latest Nathan Peterman
Max
in the
Brosmer.
Bras. What a turd.
Yeah. Oh, come on.
Get
what
out
are you
of
doing?
Here. I heard you. UNH had to shut down the campus for a day to mourn the guy actually being from there.
I've been told he's one of the smartest football players ever to come through the UNH program.
All the better to hold an iPad on the bench with.
Also, never good when you throw the ball and the play-by-play guy goes, "Oh no." That's a sign that you're having a really bad day.
Yeah, and it's a national guy, too. If it's the local guy, the guy from the Vikings that always loses his mind on the radio, ironically enough. But yeah, Joe Davis giving you an oh-no is a big sign in the negative. But a win there. All right, next one, Stiz.
Love looked up, going deep. Christian Watson down there. He's got it! Touchdown, Packers!
Quite the barn burner from the NFC North to start off Thanksgiving. It was 31-24 victory for the Packers. Unfortunately, that cost Stiz a game with his 2.5-point pick for the Detroit Lions. Packers linebacker Micah Parsons, first player in NFL history to have 12 or more sacks in each of his first 5 seasons. Geez, where could the Cowboys get a guy like that? It's Packers and Bears this week, and Green Bay is 16-2 against Chicago in the last 10 years. So, Stiz, I'm sorry that cost you a game this week the Lions unable to cover.
That was the second time in 3 years that the Packers have went to Detroit on Thanksgiving and beat the Lions. Lions could not convert those fourth downs. Cost them. Damn it.
Nice job. You screwed us. I can't be the only one who wins around here.
Oh, man. Yeah, you've been sitting on that one for a couple months. All right, last one.
As well, as you see those numbers. Here they only have one tight end in. Third and goal. McCaffrey. Touchdown.
down, got in there. All set up on a 66-yard punt return as well.
No sweat broken there by the Niners. They win against the Browns 26-8. We finished the week 4-2 in week 13. That's 40-36 as a total. Ted Johnson still pacing the pack with a 10-3 record. Fitzy and Brian Ferzocco tied at 7-6. That San Fran pick was Brian's. He covered and picked up the win. Stiz and I sitting at 6-7, tied, I guess, in fourth place with a very relevant record for the younger audience. And then Andy, moving his way up. Still in last by a couple games. But at 4-9.
And I am not going to finish in last. I'm making that declaration. With, 5 weeks to go in the National Football League season,
yep,
I am not going to finish in last place.
Who is?
It won't be me. It's one of you other. It's either Dan Ball or Stiz. Maybe even Brian, but that's a more challenging one. One of you guys is finishing last. I'm coming for you. You can hear me. There's blood in the water, and I'm about to attack. I'm on a 3-game winning streak. I may not lose again.
Killers.
I may not lose. No, I'm the opposite kind of shark. I'm a very loudmouth shark. It's why I don't fit in with the other sharks.
We agree.
All right, that's going to do it for the Pick 6 recap review. A decent week, but we've made it 13 weeks without winning. Sooner or later, we're due. We're going to win. I feel it coming, Fitzy. Next week is the week we finally get over the hump and make people some money. Coming up next here on WEEI Afternoons, time for Odds and Ends as we recap a Victory Tuesday here on a Patriots Monday.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
You've built a great podcast. The content's solid. The audience is growing. But the money, still not where it should be. That's where the Odyssey Creator Lab comes in. We host your podcast for free so you can keep doing your thing while our experienced sales team does their thing, finding advertisers and bringing in revenue. No fees, no stress, just real monetization. Apply now at creators.odyssey.com and let us show you the money.
My new podcast, Crimes Of, explores the forces behind some of the most unforgettable crimes in history. Listen to and follow Crimes Of, available now wherever you get your podcasts.
Welcome to Radio Rental. The scariest stories you've ever heard in your life. All told by real people. And off we go.
This wasn't a human being that I saw. There's something here in this house. Something not of this world.
There was a woman moving through the hall. I stepped back and I was completely alone.
Radio Rental is available now. Listen for free on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or wherever you get your podcasts.